Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Next up is a cleaning solution for those hard to reach parts.
Hello, sharks. I'm Justin Kanicki.
And I'm Seth Friedman, and we are the creators of Bottle Bright. We're here today seeking $75,000 in exchange for 15% of our company.
Sharks, there are all kinds of portable drinking containers that make our lives easier. The problem is they develop stains and odors easily, and the typical methods for cleaning them just don't work well. Dishwashers can't spray into narrow openings, and many drinking containers aren't dishwasher safe. Chlorine, bleach, and other harsh chemicals are toxic and dangerous.
We were frustrated by the lack of suitable methods to clean our portable drinkware. We were looking for a solution that was easy to use, safe, and effective. That's why we created Bottle Bright.
Bottle Bright is an effervescent cleaning tablet that is amazing at removing stains and odors from portable drinkware. And it's so easy to use. Simply fill your bottle with water, drop in a Bottle Bright tablet, and let it go to work. Then discard the solution, give it a quick rinse, and your bottle is fresh and clean.
Sharks, okay. We are committed to making Bottle Bright a household name. We need your expertise in getting our unique product into the hands of consumers. So, who would like to join us in solving the dirty bottle dilemma?
Let me pass out some samples for you to look at.
It's like Efferdent for your bottle.
I think the biggest difference between it and something like Efferdent is this is an all-natural product.
What's in that tablet?
They're all natural ingredients, but they're all mineral-based or organic-based.
Does it have any odor when I... afterwards?
Absolutely no odor or residual smell.
Guys, I'm going to bet that you have very little sales because nobody gives a damn.
But, yeah, I think a lot of people give a damn, but we have very little sales. So half your comment is correct.
What are your sales?
Last year we did 110,000. This year at 85,000.
Well, that's not no sales.
Seth, how long have you been doing it?
We started 3 years ago. We have private label customers. We're dealing with two very large companies that we're now private labeling this same formula for.
I just want to be clear, when you private label it, there's no brand for you. They're simply using it as part of their product.
Right.
So I go to them, I buy the product, you come along with it. Is that right?
We manufacture for them. It's under their brand.
And I bet you're making hundreds of dollars doing that.
Well, why don't we talk about what's the product cost?
Yes.
Yeah, what does it cost and what do you sell it for?
So we build the 10-pack pouch right there for 79 cents. We wholesale it for $2.99 to retail, and then they sell it for $5.99.
What's the rest of your story? Like, why did you come up with this?
Sure. So we're mountain bikers, and we finished a day of mountain biking. We use hydration packs, much like you see there with the hose. And I finished that ride that day, pulled up to the trailhead and said to Justin, this thing tastes disgusting because they're impossible to clean. So we had that issue. I said to Justin, I'm leading a healthy lifestyle and I'm dumping bleach in here. And it now tastes like a swimming pool and I'm killing myself. Let's come up with an all natural solution.
Not
so just to go back, you did 110,000 in sales, mm-hmm. private label to two companies.
Yeah.
Did you make any money on that?
We did not. We had a rough 2013, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay. What does that mean?
we had a $100,000 loss that year.
Whoa!
Last year, about July 2013, we did a large run for one of our private label companies, and we were trying to push the boundaries of ecological packaging. They wanted a film that was biodegradable. We sent them a large amount of product, and there was moisture vapor that was starting to penetrate through the product and degrade the tablets.
So you did a recall.
We replaced it. We took it back.
We thought it would be best to take the entire thing
back.
And
you lost $100,000 on that.
Painful year.
You're very lucky you've met me today. I'm going to tell you why. I'm also a cleaner. I'm the wonderful cleaner. I clean really bad ideas right out of the Shark Tank. And this falls into that category. You spent over 3 years doing this. It's still not profitable. and yet you claim you're entrepreneurs. At some point, a successful entrepreneur knows they have a loser, and they shoot it.
Kevin, I sense you're going to make an offer.
I'm going to give you an offer to think it through, leave here, and shoot it. By the way, I'm out.
Seth, here's my challenge with it. Look, you haven't proven any demand. I think anybody that truly cares enough about cleaning their water bottle already has an option. You're doing it better potentially, but that is going to be a real challenge to get that consumer to care that much more.
When you're spending $40,
I don't see the direction.
I understand.
I'm out.
What is your plan to do with the
$75,000?
Why do you need it?
$75,000 we feel is helpful for administration.
To me, the worst waste of money is for it to go to administration when you've got two people that should be real firecrackers out there, you know, burning the midnight oil, working morning, noon, and night to make it happen.
If you were to invest with us, I'd be completely open-minded to any idea you had and what we should do with that money.
There's a larger issue here that is very disturbing to me. I think you created enormous mistrust in my mind when you said you lost $100,000 in year three. Nothing's wrong with losing $100,000 in year one, but then everybody likes to see sales start to get some traction and go up.
But they had a good reason.
I appreciate that. You had a great idea, right?
I think that in that year three, when you think about it, they were trying to do something different because that's the year people want to kind of ramp up the sales, you know, and prove that this is not just a small idea, not a hobby. And so year three, oh yes, let's go ahead and change the packaging, because if we could land this deal, then we'll have more orders to come. It'll triple our sales or something like that. And it just happened to be a misfit. It just happened to be a downer, and they lost some money. And so I don't particularly agree with what Barbara said. It's just like they lost money, like on marketing or something. They had a story to how they lost that $100,000. And so I think it's okay. I mean, not the losing of the money, but the reasoning behind it was understandable, I would say. But let's see what Aunt Cuban says.
You turned it into what looks like a good product, but what you don't have is a company. And what's even worse is you come across as being desperate, right? Everything that you've said is like you're drowning and you're trying to push for a lifeline.
Just to be clear, it's not desperation, it's passion. We have passion for this product.
I can tell the difference. And when I sense desperation, that's a huge negative. I don't invest in desperation for that reason, I'm out.
Is that everybody?
I don't agree with a lot of the comments that have been made up here. I think that this is a solution to a big problem. So I'm gonna make you an offer.
Okay, Lori.
Are you kidding?
I have a big initiative with Bed Bath & Beyond right now, and I can help you a great deal with that and with many other retailers to get in. So here's my offer. I'm gonna offer you the $75,000, but I want 35%. And a condition that the money will go towards funding all the purchase orders. I don't want it to go to admin. And I know I have direct targets for us to get this in retail. And on QVC, this will help to give yourself free advertising so people know what the product is when they walk into Bed Bath & Beyond and they see it. So that's my offer.
Thank you. Appreciate the offer.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it very much.
That's the only offer.
Would you be willing to do 25%? Are you kidding?
I would be willing to do 33 1/3.
She went down. She won't proper. She won't partner stake. Equal partner.
Sounds good, Lori.
I know it is.
Awesome.
She believed in the product.
I have seen all the containers that people are crying about.
There's a lot of them out there.
QVC sells hundreds of thousands of these. We're going to clean a lot of bottles.
We're going to do great business. Thank you.
See, sometimes it takes just that one person that kind of understands the market, understands the deal, and make it. And so I'm so glad for them that they were able to get it. Bottle Bright came into the tank asking for $75,000 in exchange for 15% of their company. They ended up walking out of the tank. This was back in 2014. And so they ended up walking out of the tank with the deal with Lori for $75,000 for 33.3% of equity. So now she's an equal partner to their brand. And it worries me, one, that they're selling it now as a private label product. And so I wonder what she'll do with that whole, you know, deal with it, with what they're already doing. But then also she sounded like she had a very good plan for what they wanted to do. And with him saying that he's open to, if they make a deal, he's open to going whichever way they wanted to, I think that was that sign of desperation that Mark was talking to. And so they did at that point. That's when I looked and was like, hold on, so you don't really have a plan? And I don't like the plan of coming to ask an investor for some money to deal with paying people or to deal with admin costs. Like, that's not a good look, I don't think. And so I'm glad that they were able to get a deal, and Lori saw it more. And I believe that statement that he said that made him, one, sound kind of desperate, but also make him sound kind of open-minded to whatever direction that she had already thought in her mind to go. I think that sealed the deal for them. And so I really do hope that this product panned out to be a good partnership for them both. And make sure you hit the links in the description, because I have a couple of links with some updates on what they're doing in 2022. Again, this was back in 2014. And so make sure you guys check those links out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying till the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for the next ones.
Very good to meet you all.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
That was your one.
You get on that carpet and it's your big moment. And then all of a sudden, Kevin looks at you and he says, this is a piece of crap.
Lori, it's okay. You're going to make some mistakes. This was one of them.